From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation. Oh, man. Pete, I can't get over the Supreme Court judgments this year.
I think they did a marvelous job.
I don't like how liberal things are getting. I liked it when we had Scalia. I miss the old man.
Well, we've got Anthony Kennedy swinging wildly to the left.
Super far to the left, man. He's like a first-year student at Oberlin.
We got affirmative action. You can use race as a factor in college admissions.
I don't think you should do that.
Well,
you know, I'm a Republican. And
yes, and you're also a white person who's never been discriminated against once in your life.
These people out there don't know my race. The people out there don't. Most people listening to this picture me as a beautiful, half-Latina woman.
No. Most people out there picture you as a milky white bag.
No way. Most listeners out there are picturing me as an elegant Latina activist from Venezuela.
No. If you climbed out of a bathtub full of skim milk, no one would be surprised.
Out here in radio world.
Have you ever done that?
I have done that, but I did it because I was having chafing in my inner thighs, and it's hard when you're standing or sitting.
Don't show me those thigh flakes. I don't want to see it.
I have a little bit right now.
Oh, my God.
Let me pull my nutsack up.
Oh, my God.
Right here.
The amount of skin that is chafing off your thighs could make up an entire human being.
Here, give me that milk.
What? No. Why are you shaking that milk?
Because I'm going to get it all foamy and I'm going to pour it on my inner thigh.
That is not how milk works. Break eye contact with me.
It's okay. We're brothers. Affirmative action is where you take races and you give people things that they wouldn't have gotten otherwise because of their race. That's why most soul bands have one white person in them, right? Like a soul group.
No, I think that's probably just the lamest guy that they know plays the lamest instrument.
Oh, that's why. Okay. So affirmative action.
And of course that person is white.
Affirmative action is where you get into a college that you wouldn't have gotten into because of your race.
No, affirmative action acknowledges the structural impediments that are created by the way that our society is created for people who are not white.
When I look at that woman, that little red-haired woman who didn't get into the Texas school.
She didn't get into that school because she was not bright.
But hear me out here. I look at her and I say, she should have gotten in because of the way she looks.
You only like her because she's a red.
Because she, don't use that slur. Don't say because she's a red. Don't use that slur.
She's a nasty little ginger.
Oh, see?
She's just a dumb white girl who didn't get into the University of Texas, and no one should feel bad for her. Some jerk went plaintiff shopping, and they bought the wrong plaintiff, and I hate to tell you, it is a horrible reflection on any kind of meritocratic case against affirmative action.
Yeah, but you're the one that's talking about plaintiff shopping and buying humans.
That's right.
You're talking about bringing back slavery? Because the Republicans ended slavery with Abraham Lincoln. Ended it.
You are so lucky.
We ended it. We ended slavery.
You are so... I was going to drink that milk.
You can still drink it. It's collecting in a pool under the seat.
I won't drink it. It's got little red flakes in it now. It looks like the top of a pizza. It looks like a white pizza.
Except those aren't peppers. That's my skin.
I'm aware.
So here's the thing. Race should be blind. We shouldn't be thinking about races when we're doing college, right? Well, we should only be thinking – I think this is what we need to do. Everyone needs to be blindfolded in college the entire time, and you feel your way through it. And then we don't know what race people are.
That is exactly the way college works now for some people. People are not empowered to make their own decisions, and there's people who are at the top of the food chain just groping their way through it, and that's what we need to change about college.
Both agree that the liberal system of college is ruining our children. It's Club Med for 4 years.
Well,
it's safe spaces. They don't learn about the good stuff we used to learn about.
Actually, I believe that the college industrial complex is destroying this country and creating only more barriers to equality.
Well, what's really exciting is our guest today really climbed her way to the top on her own. She's a woman who is empowered. She is a woman who is a true hero. And she is the woman who will be the next First Lady of the United States.
Everything this woman says.
When we come back and I get this skim milk off my thighs. We got Melania Trump.
Ugh, it's bleeding.
This is tremendously exciting. We have in our studios right now the next First Lady of the United States of America. Please welcome Melania Trump.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you raise me a little more? Thank you.
Yep. Okay. There you go.
So thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Oh,
welcome to the studio, Melania.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in, and I feel horrible for you.
Oh, why is that?
You have to lay down with Donald Trump. In his bed.
How dare you?
Let me tell you something. Amongst the three of us here, who is presently sitting on a golden throne that's hoisted up by three manslaves?
You came in here with a set of black triplets who are carrying a golden throne.
Now, you don't know they're related. You're making all these assumptions right now, Pete, that sex with Donald Trump is bad, that they're related. Are you guys related? Are they allowed to talk?
No, no, and of course not.
Okay.
You know, these are very liberal assumptions, if I may say
the
so.
The optics are really terrible.
Well, I must say that my buttocks feels very comfortable here.
Great.
And this is part and parcel of being where I am in life now, and I think it's magnificent.
Now, you actually do have a very charming way about you.
Thank you very much.
You're married to... I mean, words can't describe the feeling.
Courageous.
No.
Yes.
No.
Strong.
No.
Honest.
Masculine.
Wholly devoid of value.
Okay, I want to point out here that you have made so many judgments here.
And I think you do a good job defending
him.
I am impressed by the way that you have taken on this enormous responsibility.
Oh, it is enormous. And by it, I mean his penis.
Okay.
There we go.
That's a real responsibility. You know why that's a responsibility?
And this is a thing that I think has really been disgusting. Donald is trying to elevate the political discourse.
Yes.
And the liberals... this election season, keep bringing it back to the size of his hands.
No.
Which, of course, is implying that his penis is small.
Absolutely.
That's what's happening over what is up with this liberal obsession with the man's penis. I don't think about Hillary Clinton and wonder about her...
vulva?
Vulva!
I have
my
wondered
My brother
about
has
it.
Drawn... more pictures of penises while we have guests in the studio on his notes than I can possibly count. And just so
and
we're
that
clear.
Is private.
Is that with this giant pile of papers?
Oh, don't look in there. It's embarrassing.
Yes. He took a bunch of glue sticks and tried to make a penis out of Post-its.
Rolo, can you get in there and look at the pictures for me? Thank you so much. Oh, okay.
Rolo, you don't have to do that.
No.
And just nod once if you're not paid.
Well, he can't.
Well, Melania Trump slapping Rolo.
I am. Listen, this is part and parcel of the deal.
So you mentioned that his penis is enormous.
Can we please stop talking about it?
If I mention that, my dress budget goes up quite a bit. So.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. How does that work?
PayPal.
Wow. See,
what a
loving, giving man he is.
And very connected. He's so connected with the people, with the applications, with the giving me things. He's very good.
Very. What a great husband.
Yes.
I honestly have no judgment. I believe that if you have a relationship that is fundamentally and exclusively transactional in nature, you should be allowed to have that relationship because all relationships don't have to be what my relationship are.
What is
Does
your
that make
relationship?
Sense? What? I am married to my wife, but we are also married to everyone.
I don't understand this overall.
We are married to everyone in the world.
So, but I am not married to you. I am not married to
Thank
you.
Thank again. I'm married to you. You may not be married to me, but I am married to you. There's a golden thread that connects us as humans.
Did I consent to this?
I don't think you're...
Doesn't there have to be...
Yes,
I have entered into an unconsensual congress with you.
You are
I am being raped right now is what I'm being told.
No, Pete, you're a rapist!
Don't.
Wow.
It is not.
Wow.
And she's going to be the first lady of the United States.
Lift me up.
He's lifting her way up.
Why does...
Like Dirty Dancing, she's straight above him.
Yes.
Why does only Rolo have to do the work?
Because Molo and Cholo can't work as hard.
Yeah, Cholo can't work as hard.
I don't.
Melania, don't want you to feel oppressed at all.
I thank you. I like you. You're the one that I like.
Now, you do so much good.
I've been nothing but nice to you.
I'm so glad you said that.
You do so much good.
You
gave money to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
I did.
You were the honorary chairwoman for the Martha Graham Dance Company.
She is a dancer.
She is a dancer. Now,
rhythm also.
You think she has rhythm?
No, rhythm is a dancer. It's a source of passion.
Is this poetry?
This is poetry, as Molo told me once. He likes to read me song lyrics. I don't actually like to listen to songs. I just like to have lyrics read to me.
Yes, I think that sometimes music
can be too listen to music that way.
Interesting.
I do not care for music or any form of popular entertainment.
This is the first time we've bonded.
Yeah.
Well, we're winning her back a little bit here.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we were unfairly, I feel like I was unfairly branded. We are not married. We are not married.
I do not ever deign to touch the hem of her garment again.
Well,
please don't, because I've noticed a little, what is that, food in your fingers?
Huh?
There's some food in your fingernails?
Yeah.
He has a steak sandwich. Do not eat your steak sandwich yet.
I wrapped a steak in some maple leaves, and I'm having lunch.
Not yet. Just wait to have lunch for a minute.
Well, I'm very hungry, and you know very well I'm hypoglycemic. If I don't eat every 20 minutes, I'll
die. I know it super well. Can I commend your husband on taking a stand against that, dare I say, Mexican? Your husband started up Trump University, which was a way to educate people about real estate and making strong leadership decisions.
Yes, you know, and amongst the top three of the universities in this country.
Top three universities, over Harvard, over Rutgers.
Over Rutgers.
For sure.
I am not a big Rutgers fan, but that is not true.
So this judge, this so-called judge,
yes,
comes up to your husband and says, oh, this is fraud.
Right.
And we know that there's no way that this man can possibly adjudicate this in a way that's not biased, because he's Mexican.
When one is Mexican, they are born with a bias.
They're born with a bias.
They're born with it. And that's something merely that my husband has called out.
Yeah.
Melania, what does the word bias mean?
Rollo, can you just... It's... Oh, wait. Again, one more time. A little louder.
That is... Why is he licking your ear like that?
Longest
tongue I've ever seen.
He's Rollo.
That's weird. So you invited Rollo over and he just licked your cheek.
Listen, he's the better of the three at many things, being one of them. A bias is when people are not good. So we know that Mexican people are biased.
Yes, there you go.
This is simple science. This is simple math. These are the ways of the Trump University.
Yeah. What's 1 + 1, Pete?
2.
Great. Okay. What are Mexicans?
What are
biased?
Biased. No.
And so when my husband wants to defend himself in a court of law.
Yeah, law, Pete.
Law, okay.
Not your opinion.
No.
Law.
Law. Uh-huh. He cannot have an unbiased person in his space.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wade into that controversy. I think it's pretty clear that it's an insanely racist thing that your husband is at.
You say that, but you're petting your sandwich right now. Are you hungry?
You certainly are.
Well, you told me I couldn't eat it. And you know that if I don't eat in the next 15 minutes, I'll die.
Do you have a medical thing?
I'm hypoglycemic. Yeah.
What's that?
I have fatalistic hypoglycemia.
Oh.
And it's if I don't eat every 20 minutes, my fear of death becomes so overwhelming that I will die.
Oh.
Wow.
We had all of the flaws genetically removed from our DNA.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you and who?
Donald and Baron and Rollo and I.
It didn't work.
Pete, you're so mean now.
Okay, here we are in unconsensual Congress.
Okay, no. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of first lady do you picture yourself being?
Oh,
now, first ladies are... come in all kinds, right? We got our Barbara Bushes, our sort of motherly, matronly types, and your Hillary Clintons.
Exactly, exactly, yes.
What kind of first lady do you believe you would be?
I like to imagine first ladies as holidays, okay? Now, of course, we know the best holiday is Christmas by far, okay? Mm. Because Christmas is about presents and fun and Santa, okay? Now, Michelle Obama was, she was like...
9/11.
Yes, she was like a 9/11.
She's
okay?
an American legend, saving children's lives by educating them against obesity.
And also, an American legend is Billy Joel. So don't compare Michelle Obama to Billy Joel.
We love Billy Joel.
I don't follow.
Now, Nancy Reagan was more like Thanksgiving. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, it's great. You get to hang out. You go to the movies with your friends after.
Sure, but it's not as good as Christmas.
Yeah, you're now, right. I agree.
Now, I say this because we haven't had Christmas as a first lady. But when I
become first lady. Who's gotten closest to Christmas as a first lady?
Oh,
who do you really love?
Martha Washington.
Yeah, she was great.
Was wonderful. She was sort of like the Jew Christmas. What's that one?
Schwitzing.
Schwitzing.
I don't know.
Schwitzing. She was like that one.
Are you talking about Hanukkah?
I'm non familiar. Rolo, is it?
You cannot.
Okay.
If you're first lady, you cannot. That tongue is unbelievable. Yes. It's almost the length of his arm.
Because it seems like you're asking him to whisper something to you, and then he just licks your cheek.
There are perks to being where I am right now.
Do you realize that if you are the first lady of the United States, you can no longer say things like, what's that one called?
Why?
Jew Christmas.
Why would you? Why though? But what's really going to happen to me if I call it Jew Christmas?
See, this is the liberals. They say they believe in free speech, but really they're all about their liberal orthodoxy.
Thank you.
Oh, I have to be married in this sort of way.
Oh, I can't have men lick my cheek from a distance.
Can't go up to a rabbi and say, hey, when's Jew Christmas?
Thank you.
The point that I'm making is you cannot denigrate a group of people who have wandered the globe for their entire existence.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Who are you talking about? Circus people?
We've
given them a state and your husband will.
We've given them a state. We've given them a state.
Guess what? I did not.
The global community.
I want to apologize to all the Jewish listeners out there for being so offended.
My brother is blindly following everything that you say and do.
Because she's the first lady.
Thank you.
Maybe she'll give me a job.
Maybe. Certainly.
So your son.
Let me see the length of your tongue. You know what? There are services where we can lengthen that.
So you have a son named Baron Trump.
Baron, the love of my life. Let me tell you this about Baron. If he was not my son, I would probably be dating him.
Wow. Now that's honest. Thank you for being honest with us.
Your family has a real problem with incest.
With love.
With incest.
We love each other.
You want to marry that little devil that you baked inside you for 9 months?
First of all,
to women's reproduction as baking.
You baked Donald's devil cake in you for 9 months.
Assume that I would put an anything in my body.
Yeah. The part that you're offended at.
Do you know how many calories a baby is? This is what surrogate women are for. I had many carry my eggs, and I picked the best one to become my son.
How do you select the best one?
I made all of them give birth, and then I studied and researched them for a few months, and the one that cried the less, I picked.
There you go. Just like when you go to adopt a dog, you should get the one that is the loudest barker.
Yes,
but the
exactly.
Opposite.
But the opposite.
I think what you're saying makes absolutely no sense.
Where would you go for a good cat? Because I love a cat.
So we're here in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pussy applause.
Oh. Rolo, did you get that down? Okay, a little bit.
I think
he got the wrong message. He is going right underneath your dress.
Hey! Listen, the audience doesn't need to hear that.
They don't, but you know what? It'll make me saucier.
I can't believe he fits under that dress.
This is why I have a giant cathedral-like dress everywhere I go.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why she dresses like a Renaissance princess.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you look wonderful. And there's, just for our listeners, now there are two men fully under Melania Trump's dress. And that I think it's because she just said the word pussy.
Pussy applause. It's a cat rescue place.
Oh, the third one's in there.
Okay. Yeah.
Every time you say pussy, another one came in the room. I feel like this is a real Bloody Mary situation.
Bloody Mary situation?
Not my period.
Look.
Oh, Lord.
How do we get them out of there? They just hang out under your dress?
Oh, until I say the magic word.
Good.
Okay, Pellegrino.
Wow, okay, they all ran away.
There they go. Well, I also need some Pellegrino. Great, thank you so much.
So this looks like it's going to be an uphill battle. That's what the pundits are trying to say, that somehow Hillary Clinton has a chance against the Donald.
And you're like, ooh, what even, who are you?
Yeah, I don't even know who she is.
No, we don't know
who she is. Who is she? We don't know anything about her.
She just popped up out of nowhere and is like, give me the crown. And then everyone's like, oh, yes, Hillary.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Except for my husband.
He's the one person standing up. He's standing up for what he believes in. He's like Rosa Parks.
Yes.
Yes.
I have been saying this.
Donald Trump is Rosa Parks.
Yes.
Modern day Rosa Parks.
He once rode a bus.
He rode a bus one time.
I don't believe
it. Yes.
Yeah.
From where to where?
From Syracuse to D.C.
Wow, that's a long way.
That's a long trip.
That's an exhausting trip.
It was exhausting. It took me months to revive him.
Hearing this, yes. I would go as far as saying Rosa Parks looks like an idiot compared to Donald Trump.
Thank you. You know,
much braver.
He hasn't told his story yet because he has to save some for the campaign, you know, for the primary.
Absolutely. So what do you have to say to all of the supporters out there who are now worried because Hillary Clinton's solidified all the Democrats?
I understand the concern. One time I had a stomachache and I was concerned about that. And I thought, oh no, the genetic manipulation we had done to make sure that everything was perfect in my body is now not working. But it was fine. It was fine. Because I trusted in Donald.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, just trust in Donald. Don't lose faith.
No. And who is she and what are they and how are people?
Yes. You know, who is she and what are they and how are people?
These are questions.
Those are
very general questions.
Yes,
great questions.
But there are answers.
Well, and there are answers, and the Clinton campaign will provide them.
No.
Melania, I've done everything I could to get you to say something of substance, but...
Well, how about this? Can you stick around? Yes. Because we're going to open the phone lines.
Okay.
When we return, Hard Nation will be right back.
And I'm going to keep giving you chances and keep hoping that there's something good in there.
As long as this sandwich goes away, it smells...
Oh, he's eating it. God. He's eating
okay,
it.
Okay, well...
I think I ate it too quick.
Melania, we're going to open up the phone lines. Can you stick around?
Oh, of course, for you, anything, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Great.
Thank you so much.
So call 1-800-HARD with 4 D's. Punch those D's.
That's right. Punch those D's, callers.
Mm. Well, all right, we got a caller on the line. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, you're on Hard Nation.
Thank you for calling. Hard Nation. Good to be here, guys. Big fan, long-time listener, first-time caller. Well, my name is Gary Hargrove.
Just in case anyone needs to Google you, it's Gary Hargrove.
Gary Hargrove, no D.
Are you from the Slovenia Hargroves?
Wow, is that Melania Trump on the line there?
Yes, Melania, she's still on.
Wow, hello.
Yes, hello.
Bewitching beauty.
Well, you know, your family name goes way back in my country.
Is that right?
Yes, it does.
Well, we're off to a good start chemistry-wise with all of you, so this is great. Yeah.
Well, you're calling our show, so what do you have to say, Mr. Hargrove?
Well, look, I just wanted to comment a little bit on the whole climate change debate, okay?
Which I personally think that climate change is... not real. There's no science to back it up.
Of course. An objectively proven scientific fact.
Well, I am one of those climate change scientists, okay?
Okay.
And so I work for the Climate Reality Foundation. That's Al Gore's foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wonderful, yes. wonderful.
And I've been working there for a long time, and I've heard a lot of these complaints about, oh, it's a scam. It's all designed to make money for these scientists and these eco-businesses and... Well, frankly, I'm in the process of writing a book that is going to blow the whole lid off this thing. It is a scam.
Okay? What?
I can tell you unequivocally from the inside, climate change is a hoax.
Oh, that's it. Finally.
I know.
This is wonderful.
I thought you'd like that.
I mean, first of all, it doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense.
How can the earth get warmer?
I know.
You can't. So if I take a roll out of an oven.
Yeah.
It's not going to get warmer later after dinner.
Stop doing that, by the way. Your kitchen is covered in cooling rolls.
Well, yeah.
And your dogs are getting sick.
It's called science,
your dogs
Pete.
Are
I'm
getting
doing
sick.
Science.
No, he's
you're
actually doing that's the phenomenal scientific method execution. Right. I want to authenticate you.
I want to authenticate not only your identity, but your background, because I am a strong believer in climate change. And I can't believe you.
God, it's something catching
in your
throat.
He's crying.
Yeah, I had a steak sandwich earlier. And
I simply have a follow-up question about the existence of books, these books you speak of.
Okay. Well, we're starting there. All right.
Listen,
square one.
If there's one thing you know about Melania Trump, it's my deep questioning of all things.
Right, of course.
Solid. So how can one prove that they actually exist?
How can one prove that books exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you hold my feet to the fire there. I don't know that I have a firm answer for you.
Mm-hmm.
My guess would just be just holding one in your hands and seeing if it is convincing to you or not.
Mm.
Thank you for coming forward. Sure. I know that you're a whistleblower. You're brave. You are Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
You are the person that runs a train.
Yeah. Okay. I'm Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you are a real whistleblower.
Yeah, that's right.
So explain to us how you dare.
Don't you dare group yourself with Aaron Brockovich.
Why not?
Aaron Brockovich is a crusader.
Crying she, again.
Aaron Brockovich.
Is it tears or steak sandwich?
Aaron, both. I can't swallow the steak, so I'm starting to cry, but also Aaron Brockovich.
Don't choke to death.
I have one more book question.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Can
yeah.
I hire a person to read me the book?
Oh. I mean, I would assume you could hire someone to do whatever you wanted at this point.
Can I buy a person to read me the book?
Oh, yes. Then you don't have to keep paying money. It's like leasing a car versus owning
it. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer in modern white slavery, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, modern insert any ethnicity slavery.
Oh,
frankly.
Okay.
All right, so look. Tell us how this hoax is happening.
Sure.
How does the hoax happen?
Here's how it went.
How do
down.
Roles get warmer?
Roles we'll get to, but here's my experience. I thought it was real. I thought I was getting in on the ground floor of a real, you know, scientific movement of
sure.
learning about climate change. So I get an opportunity to be interviewed for Climate Reality. I'm in there with Gore himself.
Mm.
Okay.
Well,
I know. Look at it. I'm going, here's the head honcho inventor of the internet himself. I mean,
how's his breath these days?
It's fine. He's a thick vegan. And I say that in the sense of he eats thick breads covered in like chia pastes.
Mm.
So it's sort of that
disgusting.
Is kind of always on the table. It is disgusting.
It's actually wonderful.
Was the bread on your steak sandwich thick?
I have a big maple tree in my front yard, and I wrapped a big steak in a bunch of
Can you imagine the cow that died, and they knew their body parts were going to be wrapped up in leaves?
Of course I can imagine the cow that died. I killed it myself. I raised that cow.
Oh,
that cow was a friend of mine, and I loved him until I slaughtered him.
You think this sounds sweet, like he had a farm or something. He only owned one cow for his whole life and then just killed it in cold blood.
That's horrific.
Donald actually kills all of our meat, too.
Wow.
No.
Where does he find the time?
Oh, he has time for all of the things meat-related. Very little time for politics, but who needs that?
Well, he's shooting from the hip. So I'm in there with Al Gore. He's interviewing me. He closes the door. He says, listen, you want to know the real truth? You want to know the real inconvenient truth? And I'm like,
oh, come on.
Name dropped his documentary?
He would honestly name drop it all the time. He would often, you know, kind of at any point, like if we were ever carpooling to lunch, and be like, well, we can't all fit in one car. He'd be like, that's an inconvenient truth. And I was like, Al.
And you guys
please.
Are like already in the car at this point.
Al, you don't have to give us the hard sell. We've all seen the doc.
Probably what brought you there.
Exactly. And so he's interviewing. He says, you want to know the real inconvenient truth? I say, what is it? I'll shoot me straight. And he says, it's all bullshit, man.
What?
It's all a smokescreen. We are getting filthy rich. And then he shows me The Office. And what The Office is essentially...
Oh, it's a 1990s sitcom on NBC that starred...
First of all, the fact that you think that The Office took place in the 90s is troubling enough. But no.
There were several years there. I don't recall.
Well, it took place in... It was filmed in 2000, but it all took place in the 90s.
Is that right?
Yes.
Did I watch that wrong?
Yeah, and everything took place in 94.
If this is true, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, wow.
He's crying.
Why is that?
He's sweating and crying.
If Al Gore has been lying to me all
this.
I watch old current TV tapes in my room.
Current
my
TV?
Current TV. My wife and I were huge fans. We get all the twins on the bed, and we watch old current TV.
Current TV was just an elaborate front for Al Gore to meet young PAs and have sex with them.
He really did disappear.
He disappeared into a mountain of young pussy. Can I say that? I mean,
you
that's
can
really
say, let
what
me check.
It was. Well, specifically young. I was wondering if I could
you can say
young.
Young
you can
pussy.
Say it as long as it's not.
This is America. You can say young pussy, but I.
You know, I actually had my pussy rejuvenated.
Is that right?
It's approximately the age of
Melania
an 8
Trump
month
showing
old
us
sap.
Her pussy. Again.
Wait, did you say an 8-month-old what?
Sap.
Sap?
Sap.
What's a sap?
Sap is like a sapling, like a young tree.
Oh, sure.
Wow. So you're...
I didn't know the tree... First of all, I didn't know the trees had vaginas, but I'm not a science guy.
I'm going to get in the sleeping bag.
Oh, my God. Pete, you are not well.
What's wrong with him?
I'm going to get in the sleeping bag because you are impugning one of my heroes, and when I get sad, I need to get
Look,
in the sleeping
I'm
bag.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm pulling back the curtain because the reality of this situation was this was a Wolf of Wall Street level bacchanal. What it was essentially...
I love that film.
We would amazing film. We would create this hoax, and we would just churn out fake study after fake study.
Oh,
carbon emissions, blah, blah, blah. And then what we would do is in the back, we would just be selling any eco product out the back. I mean, just salesmen pushing solar panels, pushing vegan diet books. I mean, we were making a fucking killing on this thing.
My God.
Have you ever thought of Climate Change University? It worked very well for my last name.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Like starting my own university.
Teach other people how to create hoaxes.
You know, we've looked into it. We just thought it would really, I mean, at the time it was like, this is too overt, even for us. Mm. You know, so we were being out there.
So what happens now? It's still going on. People still are still happening. Making the money off of it.
People are making so much goddamn money, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, like, I'm telling you, we fly to these climate change conferences.
Yeah.
We just get...
Is it crazy there?
It's wild.
Kind of drugs?
DMT off of Barney Frank. That was what we did.
Don't you dare.
Off DMT off of Barney. Now, that's one of those drugs that Joe Rogan uses to see the other side of reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you dare impugn Barney Frank or Joe Rogan.
Oh, if he's going to be sobbing because I admitted that Barney Frank likes to let guys do DMT off of him, which I was confused about at first, but is a pretty beautiful process.
Because DMT is usually made with some sort of like tea, like literally some sort of like stew tea.
Yeah, we would do like body shots of the DMT tea. Off of Barney Frank's stomach.
Isn't the DMT where you go to get your driver's license?
Melania, you are delightfully confused.
DMZ? DMV?
No, that's the demilitarized zone.
Well, which one is it?
Melania, you can put your vagina away.
It does look like a tree.
Beautiful vagina. Looks like a young tree, but you've got
to. Thank you for saying that. It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I have to air it, though, so I'm sorry.
Just like a tree needs to be
drying out.
I think a tree needs that. I have no idea, honestly. I don't know a lick of real science.
So what happens now for you? Can you go back to the Climate Research Fund or whatever the place is called?
You know, basically what happened was I kind of burned the bridges there.
Okay,
because, frankly, I went too hard. Too fast.
I
got pretty zonked out on some heavy grain alcohol at one of these conferences, and I got up and just sort of shot from the hip and just said that a third of Antarctica had disappeared. And people bought it for 2 years, but then someone bothered to follow up, and it became sort of a disaster for them. They were like, hey, this is actually still here.
I heard it's even bigger.
Yeah, I think it actually has expanded.
I mean, these liberals think that they can go with their measuring sticks and see how much ice is there, but that's not how ice is measured.
No.
You can't measure love with a yardstick, you can't measure ice with a ruler.
Exactly.
In fact, that's exactly how it's measured.
Okay, say we have a bunch of ice right here. How would you measure if it got bigger or smaller?
You would take a measuring...
He's falling apart.
Yeah, take a measuring instrument and you would just measure it. You would take a tape measure.
Yeah, and then what am I going to do with that number? I'm going to remember it for a while?
This is why you buy people so they remember things for you.
That's a good idea.
You get a human and you say, the number is 25.
Exactly. They become the 25 person.
Hey,
what are you the 25 person for? And they say, it's become just to remember the name that you couldn't remember before.
With a cross-section of the worst people.
You're with a cross-section of truth tellers.
And you said, and we skipped right over it, that you are an advocate of white slavery.
Yeah,
now, I'll tell you one thing. What? I think everyone in this country could be a little bit less white. I do.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't like white people. I don't like any pure white people.
You're a white fella, aren't
you?
No, your Facebook statuses where you apologize every morning for being white.
I do. And I did a 23andMe analysis, and I was so happy to find it's not all European.
Well, congratulations.
What's the non-European part? That's what I'm curious about.
27% Africa.
27%?
Africa?
That's a very strange number.
They didn't break it down by country. You have to pay extra if they break it down by country.
They start with continent.
27 by Africa and 32 Asia.
Just tell me something. Are his tears rusting the zipper on that sleeping bag he's cooking?
Yeah, he just keeps like spitting up little pieces of steak, and it's kind of like... You're correct. You're completely correct. He's getting sealed in there like looks like a cocoon. He's creating a cocoon of old.
This is my favorite sleeping bag, and I could get home on this. It has wheels.
All right. Okay. As we wrap up here, what's one other big science thing that's a total myth that people would blow their minds to find out that just like climate change, this also is not real?
Oh, that's easy. Most pregnancies.
Oh,
yeah.
I can confirm that.
Pregnancy statistics are wildly exaggerated. And from what I hear, Planned Parenthood operates pretty much the same as the Climate Reality Foundation.
Wow.
So it's a front, guys.
So where are these babies coming from?
I have no idea.
Wow. Surrogates in my case.
Is that right?
I had 14 different women carry different eggs of mine.
14
I chose the best one.
Wow. What happened to the other ones?
Oh, who knows?
Oh, my God.
That's not for me to answer.
That's harrowing. you know, if people really opened the doors of a Planned Parenthood, they'd see a group of women, you know, throwing midgets at dartboards and just selling as many Plan B pills as they possibly could to get that sweet, sweet commission.
Wow. See, it's just like Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
I went to a party like that in college, and I gotta say, I didn't hate it.
Right. See, now, only his face, only Pete's face is going through a little bit of like spittle cocoon that's left. Just his mouth is left.
You, caller Hargrove, are a sham. And you are, please don't ever call me.
Oh, the spittle is covering up his mouth. Yep. Thank you for calling in and blowing the lid off of Al Gore.
And thank you for letting me tell the truth, guys.
You're all right. You're all right. Well, the odds were really stacked against me this episode.
Yeah. I tell you what, you had some real truth tellers on here. I'm sorry, Pete, that you had to hear the truth about climate change.
A couple of huge embarrassments to the human race.
Well, we got the truth is that climate change is fake. And
no, the truth is that there were three people in a room willing to agree to that, despite all... What are you doing?
Ugh. It's yogurt. We ran out of skim milk, so on break I went over.
Don't you think it's Greek yogurt? Your legs, it is too thick to be Greek yogurt. Don't you think that your legs would be better off if you stopped putting dairy products on?
When I go on.
You are not going to be able to get your face down there.
I'm trying to lick my thigh.
Don't try to lick. You're too big to get down there and lick it. And it is. To watch you try is harrowing. Now, listeners, we could use your help.
We want you to go on iTunes, give us 5 stars, write a nice review, and subscribe.
That's right. If you enjoy the show, pass it around to your friends like you'd pass around
a doobie.
Story that you love.
A doobie if you're in Ireland. A doobie if you're in Oberlin, Ireland.
If you're in Ireland, you can pass a doobie too.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.